At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life, you know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
The Minnesota Vikings got spanked against the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday afternoon, 40-3. Very reminiscent of the 2009 Minnesota Vikings playoff game against the Dallas Cowboys when they dominated the Cowboys 34-3 with Brett Favre against Tony Romo, which I'm sure Tony Romo had a slight enjoyment factor just because of the Vikings' dominant performance against them in 2009. So I'm sure he was happy to see what he saw. But, wow, what a game. Where to start? So the odds makers had the Dallas Cowboys favored by 1.5 entering this game. And on last week's podcast, I explained why that made sense. The Vikings have won so many close games throughout the season, and it was just a matter of time when they lose a close game. But they've won, what, 7 straight one-score games entering the Dallas Cowboys game. Some they were projected to lose. In some of those games, the odds against the Minnesota Vikings were so bad that they had a 93% chance of losing. Against the Buffalo Bills, they had a 2.5% chance to win. And somehow, they managed to pull it off.
With no regard for human life!
So it makes sense why the Cowboys were favored. But it doesn't make a whole lot of sense that they won by 37 points. But does it? So when I was watching the Vikings versus Cowboys game, one thing stood out and it was clear. The Dallas Cowboys were controlling the line of scrimmage throughout that entire game. From the opening possession, when Kirk Cousins got sacked and he fumbled the ball and the Cowboys kicked the field goal, they were controlling the line of scrimmage. Micah Parsons was blitzing past Christian Darrisaw in the first quarter. Darrisaw's coming off a concussion, and the Cowboys had other defensive linemen getting past our offensive linemen as well. Darrisaw had to leave after the first quarter, bringing in the backup, who actually played pretty well against the Bills last week against Von Miller. But it is clear that the Minnesota Vikings struggle with great pass rushing defenses. And it was the same case against the Philadelphia Eagles. It was the same case against the Washington Commanders, which is why I called that Kirk Cousins' best game in a Minnesota Vikings uniform, because Kirk took so many hits throughout that game, but yet he managed to make beautiful throws. The difference between the Commanders and Cowboys game is that during the Cowboys game, they were getting to Kirk Cousins so fast that Kirk didn't have any time to find a receiver. You could pinpoint the Vikings' loss on so many different things, but they lost by 37 points, so it's not like there's just one thing that lost the Vikings the game. But one statistic really shows the dominance by the Dallas Cowboys in that game. Kirk Cousins was sacked 7 times. Dak Prescott was sacked 0 times. The Dallas Cowboys rushing offense rushed the ball 40 times for 151 yards. The Minnesota Vikings rushing offense rushed the ball 17 times for 73 yards. The Cowboys controlled the line of scrimmage. And something that I just absolutely cannot stand is when, after a loss, Minnesota Vikings media just loses their freaking minds. The Vikings are 8-2. They had a 7-game win streak and then laid an egg against the Dallas Cowboys. And that happens in the NFL. Will you quit losing your crap and understand that these games happen in the NFL? Everything that went wrong against the Minnesota Vikings went wrong against the Dallas Cowboys.
Really?
The first good possession that the Minnesota Vikings had offensively, which was their second possession, TJ Hockenson dropped a touchdown pass from Kirk Cousins. It also reminded me of the Irv Smith Jr. drop against the Philadelphia Eagles.
Whoa.
Who knows how much that changes the game? Right? If TJ Hockenson scores a touchdown there and he catches the ball, how does that change the landscape of the game? It changes the way the offense comes out the second time. They've got a whole lot more confidence. Maybe the defense is a little bit more shaken up. The Vikings are winning 7-3. Maybe the defense rides off that momentum. And I saw some statistics after the game, and there's a lot of people criticizing the Vikings defense because they just got gashed. And one of the criticisms was that the Vikings were like 5 of 17 defensively on third down or something like that. And one little pushback against that. I wonder what the average yardage the Cowboys had to get on third down. Because you're sharing that statistic without any context behind it. Because in the first half, when I was closely paying attention, the Cowboys had so many third downs where it was 3rd-and-2, 3rd-and-1, 3rd-and-4, 3rd-and-3. And a lot of those times, they were just rushing the ball. They ran the ball right up the middle because they were controlling the line of scrimmage. And the Minnesota Vikings defensive line and the Minnesota Vikings offensive line could not slow the Dallas Cowboys. The Minnesota Vikings still have a dominant lead in the NFC North and should expect a home playoff game. And I think it's an advantage to the Minnesota Vikings to play the New England Patriots on Thursday. I know Bill Belichick, and everyone's coming in with the Bill Belichick game plan, and the Vikings are going to struggle offensively because Bill Belichick. And I'm sure the Vikings will struggle offensively. But the Patriots do not have a full week to prepare for the Minnesota Vikings. And I think that's a huge advantage for Kirk Cousins, Kevin O'Connell, and the Vikings offense. We don't have to fear the Patriots offense because, I mean, maybe they have a good rushing game. I don't really know. But Mac Jones, they scored 3 points against the New York Jets. And the Jets do have a good defense, so give them some fair credit there. But they still only scored 3 points. So I think it's an advantage for the Minnesota Vikings to be facing the New England Patriots on a short week on Thanksgiving night. The big disadvantage is that it's a national game and Kirk Cousins struggles in national games. But I do expect the Minnesota Vikings to respond against the New England Patriots. But one more thing on the Dallas Cowboys spanking of the Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings were coming off an emotional high after they defeated the Buffalo Bills in overtime. I mean, when you think about it, the Vikings played an additional quarter against one of the highest potent offenses in the league with Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs, and the whole crew. To expect the Vikings to defeat the Cowboys after that week is expecting a lot. And the Vikings could have won entering that game. They were only underdogs by 1.5, 2 points. But when you factor in how they won last week, the fact that they had a 2.5% chance to win, and then they won. The fact that Josh Allen fumbled it at the half-yard line. They kick a field goal. overtime. And the quarter, I mean, and overtime almost went the entire 10 minutes. So the Vikings played an additional quarter. Now, I didn't expect the Vikings to lose by 37 points. I don't think anybody did at home against the Dallas Cowboys, especially after the Cowboys lost against the Green Bay Packers in Lambeau Field. But sometimes this stuff happens. When you look at Forrest Gump, when he's on that run, and he steps in a big pile of shit, and that guy's running next to him, what does he say? It happens. This was one of those things where it happens, right? And the big storyline is going to be, oh, the Minnesota Vikings, drama. Oh, my word. Are they going to respond? Kirk Cousins in prime time, Kevin O'Connell. Everyone's freaking out. And the truth behind the story is that they played one bad game. The offensive line and the defensive line for the Minnesota Vikings got annihilated. And Kirk Cousins had no time to throw. And Zeke and Pollard just ran it straight through the Minnesota Vikings' throats defensively. And that opened up everything. That opened up the passing game. There is no resistance from either the Vikings' offensive line or the Vikings' defensive line. Watching that game, it was disappointing. But can we just sit back and chill just for a minute? Can we not lose our minds for a minute and take it into context and understand that the Vikings are 8-2 with the same players as last year? What Kevin O'Connell has done with this Minnesota Vikings roster in a year has been nothing short of remarkable. And the Vikings are 8-2. Let's be proud of what they've done so far this season. And hey, they're 8-2. So what does that mean? They have a chance, a great chance, to host a home playoff game and maybe make a run at a Super Bowl title.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah, I'm telling you there's a chance. Just last week, 538 gave the Minnesota Vikings an 11% chance to get to the Super Bowl. Those are higher odds than the Vikings had facing the Washington Commanders, the Detroit Lions, and Buffalo Bills at some point during that game. So, take a deep breath. Understand that they laid an egg, nothing went right, and it's one loss. The Vikings responded with a victory over the Detroit Lions after they got pummeled against the Eagles on Monday night. Now, they didn't play well against the Lions for most of that game, but they still responded with a victory. And I would expect the same thing against the New England Patriots.
And he drops the sledgehammer.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to this episode of the Minnesota Tim Podcast. Have a great week. Rate and review the show wherever you are currently listening to this podcast. I would greatly appreciate that. Everyone, have a great day. Enjoy the Minnesota Vikings game on Thursday night. Jake's Takes and I will be here to break down everything in Minnesota sports on Wednesday. Take care.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.